Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
It's amazing how some of the greatest battles during any legislative session take place over actions that will have absolutely zero effect on anything if they're passed. These are called resolutions, and in my opinion, they're generally not worth the paper they're written on. One legislator recently called them letters to Santa Claus. A resolution is basically a statement. It's the legislature's opinion on a matter. It doesn't have the weight of law, but to watch debates on resolutions, you'd think that the security of the entire universe hangs in the balance. That's because resolutions are tools. They're used to make a political statement or to record a vote for use in the next election cycle, or sometimes it seems just to poke a stick in the eye of the folks in the other party. Back in 2003, an atheist named Michael Newdow filed a lawsuit to have the words "One Nation Under God" stricken from the Pledge of Allegiance. Fortunately, he lost, but it gave a member of our legislature the idea to draft a resolution in support of One Nation Under God. Amazingly, the debate was fairly contentious, and 13 members of the House actually wound up voting no. That vote was promptly used against them in the next election cycle. In many of these, the debate goes on for hours in the committee and then again for hours on the floor. Another good example was the Senate Joint Resolution 9 from the 2011 session. It was a resolution in support of a federal parental rights amendment. Once again, it doesn't carry the force of law, it's just a statement from the legislature, in this case saying they believe a parental rights amendment is a good idea. I still remember the hearing. Parents lined up in support, and the ACLU, Planned Parenthood, NARAL, and the Montana Human Rights Network lined up opposed. It passed, then went to the floor, where it wound up passing on a party line vote. Republicans in favor, Democrats opposed. Over the years, resolutions have covered lots of different topics, everything from opposing wolf reintroduction to rejecting Obamacare to encouraging green energy development and digging more coal. This session, there are resolutions calling for the U.S. to withdraw from the UN, for the federal government to reduce the budget deficit, one to amend the U.S. Constitution with regards to the Commerce Clause, and another supporting climate change is scientifically valid. That one died immediately. While many of these are frivolous, there are some that are very important, and they do have real-world consequences. One is Senate Joint Resolution 2, better known as the revenue estimate. This is critical because it forecasts how much money will come into the state in the next 2 years, and that figure is used to set the budget. This is always one of the most controversial resolutions because the estimate drives spending. The lower the estimate, the lower the spending. One party always wants to set the estimate as high as possible. I'll let you guess which one. And finally, resolutions are used to approve or deny the governor's appointments to boards and agencies. These are also extremely important because those who head up agencies, in a real sense, often set policy. So there you have it, the fascinating world of legislative resolutions. Sometimes they're extremely important, but most of the time, they're nothing more than letters to Santa Claus. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.